my precision, the cut of my ear. What the hell happened here? Option 9, cheer for cheer. What the hell happened here? The shirt's not good, the shirt's spoon. What the hell happened here? I said, what the hell happened here? I said, what the hell happened here?
Oh, really? What the hell, dude?
What the hell? Trying to sound like a choir in the church.
What the hell happened there? More like it.
And we all say amen.
What the hell happened here?
Welcome back, you crazy kids.
We love it.
And adults, because God only knows who listens to this part of the fucking show.
At this point, we love you guys. You know, we're just happy you're here. So, praise the Lord, we got ourselves an WWTH3 today. I'm not going to read the whole thing like this, but I'm going to read the first part just so I can add for emphasis.
You should, though. I think I like it.
Do you like it? It's South Carolinian. So, we are in Full of Sin, South Carolina. Maybe right up there with WTF Florida.
Obsessed with this accent, you have to keep it.
Dude, I don't know if I can maintain. All right, I will do my best. Remember, only God can judge you, or so he may have thought. Pastor, well, maybe not the good pastor, Johnny Clark, no relation to Johnny Carson, of course. Johnny Clark of Columbia, South Carolina, was a repeat offender for God. Last month, in just the last month, he was found guilty of unlawful sound amplification and sentenced to 2 weeks in jail for a regular and rambunctious, and I say a rambunctious Pentecostal worship service. There was speaking in tongues in there that day that had brought the police to that church more than 50 times. 50 times.
Can I get an amen?
Can I get an amen 50 times? 50 times amen. Peanut. Peanut amen 50 times. Wag your tail and be thankful, girl. God loves you. Amen, amen. Neighbors had complained repeatedly that instruments played during the service were disruptive and that Clark himself was still using microphones and drums despite a previous injunction having been set against him. Clearly, the power of Christ himself compelled him to play his amplified speakers. Lord Jesus, was it necessary? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Lord Jesus, so, was it necessary?
Lord Jesus. That was our WTH3. We're not sure what the hell happened there.
I mean, I guess it's a noise complaint, but I didn't know you could get arrested.
I didn't know you could spend time in jail for noise complaint. You know how many parties I had in high school that the police showed up and knocked on the door like, can you turn it down? At least 50. Jesus, praise the Lord, I never wound up in jail.
You're right. Honestly. Between swearing and fucking spitting.
Yeah, swearing, spitting, all the Jolly Ranchers and ravioli I ate back in the day, and the meth, you know. Not to mention the meth.
Not to mention the meth. I'm releasing this one first. Fuck, I'm releasing this one for this is coming out tomorrow.
Okay. You don't even
need
to
edit. Not to mention the meth. Holy fuck, okay. I'm gonna pee my pants. Wow, that was a good one, Matt.
That was good.
That made everything better. So please please, everybody, go rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend, tell a fan, tell Jesus if you love him.
Tell Jesus if you love him. He already knows, but you gotta let him know again.
But don't go to jail like the pastor here did.
Yeah, no, that's not.
He let him know a little too loud. Good night, everybody. We love you.
Good night.